Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss. Rabbi Mari Nimi Marasi Sheyichyu. Moshe de Peshtarai Sol Moshe Mordechai. Hayach Ebe Fega Masuchal Dispasia. Dina Bracha Pasester Adasa. Rabbi Yosef Ben Charam Shai Ben Leah. Rabbi Yosef Ben Bracha. Rabbi Moshe Ben Rezel. Nachigeta Bas Ruchayim Tzvi. Bachol Anilvim Eleha. Choyotzei Chalatzeha. And this is based in the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabot Nils Atzal. Parashas Vayishlach, prayer of Egoi, Kalkoi, Miami Mecca, Ves Arts, Hashem Nesat, Avram Tzuk, Lechot Nena, Lozarecha, Acharecha, Etei Nesa Arets. To be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a community of nations will be from you, in the land that I gave to Avram Tzuk Yaakov. I'm going to give to you and to your seed after you, I'm going to give the land. That is the Shavua, the oath that Hashem takes to Yaakov Avinu, that he's going to give him Eretz Yisrael. In other words, Goy Kal Goyim, where Hashem says that your children are going to be Makriv, B'Shas Isser Bamos, in the time of Eliyahu. So it says Goy, Kigoyim. It's like Goyim HaMakriv Bamos. So too, your children are going to be Makriv, are going to bring Karbanos on a Bama, on a forbidden high place, in the time of Eliyahu, because we have a Haras Shah, like we read in the Navi, that they brought a carbon, Har Carmel. The question is, why are we mentioning this whole event of the Hakrova, Shas Isser Bamos, as part of the oath of Eretz Yisrael to Yaakov? That's the question we'd like to deal with. It's well known in the Sheet of the Ramban, but that it says that Avos were Mekayim. The Torah before was given is only when they're in Eretz Yisrael, but not when they're in Chutz Laaretz. The Chalukah of Mitzvah Tlius Baratz and Tlius Baratz only starts after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, they only kept the Torah B'chlal in Eretz Yisrael. So we'd like to begin by explaining the essence of this Kiyum of Avos V'Mekayim the Torah. It says in the Gemara, Bavas 17, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matim. The Avos Mein Olam Haba, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Avos to taste similar to Olam Haba. It says, Bakol Mikol Kol. They all had a little bit of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, because it says, by Avraham Bakol, Shem Rach HaSavim Bakol, by Yitzchak it says, Lashon of Mikol, and by Yaakov the Lashon of Kol, like we say in benching. So we'd like to explain the different dargas of Bakol, Mikol, and Kol. Gemara tells us, Hayom la'asos en macha l'kabos scharam. Today you do the mitzvahs, tomorrow you receive the reward for the mitzvahs. We see from this that the fulfillment of mitzvahs and the reward are in different times. Today is avoda, tomorrow is schar. The truth of the matter is there are also differences in the makom between the avoda and the schar. The makom of avoda is in Olam Hazeh, and the makom of the schar is in Gan Eden. Nevertheless, in Chazal, we talk about a chilek in the zman. Hayom la'asos en macha l'kabos scharam, because this chilek is be'etzem. Whereas Makom is as weit von Etzem, as a rachok miliot Etzem, it's far away from being something intrinsic, something inherent. But the Zman, the Chiluke Zmanim of Avoid and Schar, are something intrinsic. Man before sin also had a Yom HaSos and Machal HaKabos Schar. Nevertheless, he didn't have a Chilukas Makom. He would have received the Schar in the same place. He would have just stayed in Gan Eden. He wouldn't have died. And he just would have remained that way, just on a much higher level, had he not sinned. The avoda would have been without a goof, with a goof, and the schar, the reward, was also with a goof. With us, the avoda is a neshama with a goof in this world, and the schar is in Gan Eden, in the next world, makom haneshama is in a different place. So that's what we said, that the chiluk in zman is be'etzem, is something intrinsic, inherent, essential, because that would have been a man even before the sin. Whereas the chiluk in place is not something intrinsic, because man before the chait would have gotten received his reward in the same place. Just time, that's something intrinsic. This chiluk between the kaimis, that we work in one place and we receive reward in a different place, in a different form, is because of the kilkul, because we corrupted ourselves, and therefore, when the tikkun starts through the avos, there was a need. She is bad to chilakam akomis, that the distinguishment of places should be nullified. That's part of the tikkun. Bitul chilek hamakomos, the nullification of the different places. Because this was only something that happened after sin, that there's a different place before sin not. So now we're being attacking the sin. So we need to make some element of tikkun for that. And here there's the there's a difficulty. And that is, it can't be. Because we're in this world. We're in this world. Since we're in this world, how is it possible to receive reward in the same world that we do the avoda? This is clearly not the world of avoda of schar. This is clearly the world of avoda. So how are we attacking the chilek makomos? So the only way to extricate ourselves from this difficulty is by making a compromise, and that is that we do the avoda in this world derech schar. We serve Hashem in the way of the reward. We emulate the reward in our service. In other words, the nevuah of the avos, through which they knew the entire mitzvahs before they were given, was a nevuah that showed them the schar of every mitzvah. Just like we see a chilik between the mitzvah of tzitzis and the mitzvah of tefillin, the avos understood in their nevuah, they comprehended in their nevuah, the distinction between the schar of tzitzis and the schar of the reward of tefillin. And the avoda was to emulate his damos, to make themselves similar to the union of schar, whatever that means. In other words, they perceived the schar, and then they served Hashem via that schar. So the madrega of the nevuah of the avos is a special phase in the nevuah. Because who is masik targum mitzvahs in nevuah? Moshe Rabbeinu. The nevi'im were not masik mitzvahs with their nevuah. The avos weren't masik mitzvahs, they were masik schar mitzvahs. That's what it means. The avos were makayim the Torah. They were avoding Hashem, not literally putting on tefillin like we have tefillin, but these reward, they could perceive the reward for tefillin, and that's how they served Hashem. That's that such that the reward is already in this world. In a certain sense. Now there are two hanhagos of Hashem. Two ways Hashem governs the world. One of Olam Hazeh, Makom Avod, and the other of Gan Eden, Makom Aschar. And there's a different hanhaga that we're going to explain. And therefore the Hatamu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Avos a taste of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, the lashon of kol. In other words, they were given hasagas from both that encompass the two hanhagas together simultaneously. Hakol, everything. Other Nevi'im only have the chelik in this world of the hanhaga. But the Avos, they understood the hanhaga of the next world as well, in this world. And each of the avos has a different bechina of this experience, different perspective, this experience of kol, of experiencing the next world. In this world, we'll explain each one separately. The fundamental difference between the Anhagam Olam Hazeh and Anhagam Gan Eden is that in Olam Hazeh, there's a mahalach of tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tov lo. Tzadik, it's bad for him, and a rasha, it's good for him. In Gan Eden, there's a clear hanhaga of tzadik v'tov lo, rasha, it's good for him, rasha v'ralo, and rasha, it's bad for him. Rasha suffers, and the tzaddik is rewarded. It's great for the tzaddik. That's the next world. The other differences between Gan Eden and this world are only branches of this nekuda, but it all starts with this nekuda, that in this world it's tzaddik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. In the next world, it's tzaddik v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo. We have to know that chesed Hashem malah aretz, the chesed of Hashem, Tehillim 33, fills the land. It penetrates everything. It suffuses everything. Malah aretz. Just sometimes it's revealed and sometimes it's hidden. Here in this world, the chesed of Hashem is hidden in the anhaga of tzaddik v'ralo. The chesed to give man reward at the end is hidden in the punishments of this world and is not revealed. So in this world, the chesed is here, but it's just not exposed, not revealed. In Gan Eden, the chesed is also hidden. It's going to be revealed in the tzaddik, but hidden in the rasha. Because in the next world, it's going to be rasha v'ralo. That's also a chesed. He's not going to be there forever, the Rasha, but he's going to suffer in the meantime. It's Bgen Eden, Tamuna Chesed, Barasha Baralo. וזה שונה עם מידת הדין, ואשר כולה גלויה בגן עדן, וכולה נעלמת בעולם הזה. So, מידת הדין is different. It's completely revealed in גן עדן, and completely hidden in עולם הזה. בחסד, we have a hidden chesed in this world, in the tzadik v'ralo, and a hidden chesed in the next world, rosh v'ralo. מידת הדין, is completely revealed in Gan Eden and completely hidden in this world. Tzadik v'tovlo, Roshe v'ralo, that's true Midas HaDin. That's what Din is Mechayev. That's what strict judgment obligates. That's a matziv of Gan Eden. Whereas in Olam Hazeh, the Anhaga is Tzadik v'ralo, Roshe v'tovlo. So Midas HaDin is hidden in this world, revealed in the next world. Midas HaChesed is hidden in both worlds. The Beis and Mem are Osios HaShimush, meaning that they are used for something. Meaning, Beis means B is within A. That's Beis, B. That B is in A. Mi is that B emanates from A. And that is how the Mid of Chesed is described, the Mid of Avron. Ba kol. Shechoderet yanagat kol. Gam bahanagat olam hazeh. Gam bazu shel gan eden. The anhag of ba kol is Midas Avron. Remember, Beis is Ze B'Soich Ze, be within A. That's Ba'Kol. There's Anhag of Kol, both in this world and in the next world. But it's not revealed. It's inside. It's a B'Soich, Tamun Adavar B'Toch Davar. That's the Midas Avron. This Chesed in both worlds is just hidden. We don't see it. We don't see the chesed of the of Hashem because it's tzadik v'ralo in this world, and we don't see the chesed of Hashem in the next world when it's rosh v'ralo. So that's ba'kol. Avraham Avinu tasted both worlds, the chesed of both worlds, but it was hidden. It's tamun b'toch davar acher, and that's in contrast to the midah of Yitzchak, midah sadin. He's in Gan Eden, the Mid of Din is completely revealed. And therefore it's described as Mikol becomes from A. Like we said before, in the next world, Mid of Din is completely revealed. Din is Makabel from Chesed. Because self, the Onish and the Din are not there for themselves. Onish and Din are only there to ultimately bring the Chesed. And therefore Mikol shows us that he's makabel in both places from chesed. B'makom ha'avoda, the mid of pachad Yitzchak receives from the avan chesed of Avram. In this world, midas hadin of Yitzchak, meaning that he's serving God with Pachad Yitzchak, with fear, that is taken, is rooted in the chesed of Avram. Avram holidus Yitzchak. El todus Yitzchak. When Avram holidus Yitzchak. The din of Yitzchak is coming from the chesed of Avram. That's where it's rooted. That's the makam of avoda. That all of our avoda of din is taken from the avoda of chesed of Avram. That's the root. In the metzias, in the next world of Gan Eden, is taken from the Metzius of Gehenna, the next world is taken from the Metzius of Gan Eden. Because the Onish is not there for itself, the Tachlis is Chesed. So the tachlis of the avoda ultimately is chesed, and the tachlis of the schar ultimately is chesed. So in both places, it must be that mid of Yitzchak has to be makabel mikol, from kol. He's receiving from the kol. It's all chesed, chesed Hashem al ha'aretz. And in both places, B, Midas Hadin, receives from chesed both the makom avod and the makom aschar. Whereas by Yankif, it says kol without any oisiyas hashimush, without any prefixes. As if to say that his midas muchach misoicha. You see in and of itself that it's shaykh to both hanhagas. It's not that it's hidden, like it is by Avram, the chesed is hidden in both worlds. It's not that the din draws from the chesed in both worlds, like it is by Yitzchak. The din is hidden by Avram. The din draws from chesed, like it does by Yitzchak. No. By Yaakov, in and of itself, mine ube, mimenu ubo. The hanhaga relates to chesed Hashem al ha'aretz. This hanhaga mekifa. Of both worlds. If both worlds are ultimately chesed, that is muchach in the mid of Yaakov itself. Because the yichud of Yankov is that avoda and yira are miskalin yachad. Avoda and yira work together. We don't have that in nature. Mashalonim sabateva. And through this, we have an olam hazeh in mashal, an ahanhaga that is not from this world. So in this world, we have am and yir, which is in shaykh. Either you're fearful or you're loving. And yet, the avod of Yaakov is both. Merged, it fused the two. As kumtais, we have in this world a mashal, an ahanhaga. It's not mehay alma. It's not of this world, but it's still in this world. So it's muhach mitocho, the fusing, the merging of these two hanagos, of these two types of governance, leadership, guidance. That's why it says kol. So again, Avraham is back kol, chesed is tamun b'soich ha-din, Yitzchak is mikol, the din comes out of the chesed. And Yaakov is kol, and Av and Yira are working together. And they have this, both of all of them had these hanhag already in this world. Avram with his chesed, tamid b'seich ha-din, Yitzchak with his din coming from the chesed, being extracted from the chesed. And Yankov, the midah of kol, his midah was Av and Yira together. To shaykh to the next world. The Yisod and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, from which many dibbuim emanate about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is that in Eretz Yisrael there's a mahalach of tzaddik v'tovla rasha v'ralo, explicit in the second parasha of Kriyashma, v'ayim shamaya v'nasati v'taharat z'chem v'ito. That if you listen, God's going to give you rain at the right time. And then if not, v'avadatem heri, going to be destroyed. And Chazal say, chet chot Yerushalayim akel anida Isis, Yerushalayim sinned, and therefore she was anida. What, only the Jews sin? Goyim don't sin? Only Jews sin? No. Jews sin, and it's a huge deal. Goyim sin, ein b'kach klum. It's nothing. They don't get an onesh, Chazal say, like we do. Why Jews suffer so much? Because we have much higher stakes. Chayi chati l'Yerushalayim, I came to Nida Haitzah. Jerusalem sin, and therefore she was banished. We get our Eretz Taki Yeschem. In Eretz Yisrael, you have this midah of Tzadik Yitov Lo Rosh Hevralo, where you already get rewarded in this world or punished in this world. And with this, we can understand the Shavuah of the Avos about Eretz Yisrael. It's Mechuvan to the Madrega. It's directed at the level of the Avos. And of this Madrega of the Avos is Aveda Derech Tzchav. In other words, there's a unification of the avoda and the schar. that already in this world there's a hanhaga of the next world, of the world of Schar. Eretz Yisrael is also the place, the only place, where there is a ichud, where there is a fusion of avod and Schar. Because we see, v'hayim shemot ishmu, v'nasati mitanu tzachem, if you listen, you get rain. And that's what's called anhaga sadi kutov lo rasha v'ralo. It's not a regular anhaga in this world. And therefore, the haftach of Eretz Yisrael fits the dag of the avos. The Eretz Yisrael is anhaga of sadi v'ralo rasha v'tov lo, anoylam habadik anhaga anoylam hazeh. That's Eretz Yisrael, and there's also a madreg of avos, who already tasted anoylam haba, in Eilam Hazeh. And with this, we understand Shittas HaRamban, the only Eretz Yisrael, the Avos from Akayim Torah Ad Shelo Nitna. In other words, the Kiyum Torah of the Avos was Aveda Al Derech Schar. And this is Miyuchad, right? They were serving Hashem, like we explained before, in such a way that they perceived the schar. Their avoda was an expression of the schar. Again, I don't know what that means, but they were serving Hashem, not like we do, that we just wear tefillin, and then we're done with it, that's pure avoda. They were serving Hashem in a schardig way. And that's what it means, Hitim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a taste of Olam Haba, in Olam Hazeh, because they were ready with their avoda, they're ready tasting the schar. Maybe we can give a mashal, a saber as aizen, that the person, most people, they work, they do X, and then afterwards they get paid a Y. Some people's job it is to collect money. That's their job, whatever it is, for a not-for-profit, or somebody works for a doctor, whatever it may be, their job is to collect the money. That's avoid al derech haschar. That's the avoid of the avos. So that's unique to a place where so their kiyum hatorah, which is avoid al derech haschar, is miyuchad lamakom. Shisham is Gala Heji on Hagas Eschar, where you have an explicit revelation of the Anhagav Schar, which is in Eretz Yisrael. Whereas when the Torah was given, we have to do the Avoda everywhere. Even though there's no Anhagas Eschar. When it comes to the Abbas, we wanted to bridge the gap between Makom HaAvod and Makom Eschar. So they're doing the pshara was they're doing avoda derech haschar, whereas now the Torah was given, and therefore the haftarah of Eretz Yisrael was unique to them because that's the place of avoda derech haschar, because that's the place of tzadik v'tov lo rasha v'ralo. Whereas once the Torah was given, everything changed, and now we do the avoda in every place, even where it's not avoda derech haschar, even though it's not a place of schar, even though it's not Eretz Yisrael. Now, in addition to the fact that Shavuos Eretz Yisrael is Mitzad Madregas, obviously, as we explain, the Shaychus, the relationship of every one of our Avos to Eretz Yisrael, fit his specific Midah. Avram is Bakal. Avram, since he's Bakal, was both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, because the Midah of Chesed is in both places. Like we said earlier, Chesed is hidden, but it's both in this world and the next world. In this world, it's hidden in the Tzadik V'Ralo, and the next world, it's hidden in the Rasha V'Ralo. Yitzchak's Midah is Mikol. So therefore, it says, since Avram's Midah was Bakol, Shaykh to Olam Haza and Olam Haba, so too his Avoda was in Eretz Yisrael, which is Olam Habadik, and Chutz La'aretz, which is in Olam Haza, Olam Hazadik. Yitzchak's Midah is Mikol. He was in Olam Tumima. His makom was only in Eretz Yisrael. where the midah of din is revealed, like we said before, that in this world midah of din is hidden, it's hiding. In the next world, we see true midah of din when it's tzadik v'tov lo rasha v'ra'al. So that's Yitzchak's midah revealed in the next world, and memela Yitzchak is shaykh to the next world. So Yitzchak's only shaykh to Eretz Yisrael. He's an olah tumim. He's not a leaver Eretz Yisrael, because his midas adin is shaykh only to the next world. It's only revealed in the next world. So merely he has to stay in a next worldly place in this world, I Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Yaakov is called, because we said his midas muchach misocha. We have the in Yaakov's midah, we have Av and Yira together. Which is the Bechinas Hanhaga Mekifon Kolel Shel Beis Olamos. That's this aspect of God's governance that encompasses both worlds, this world and the next world. Because his midah is not at all in Teva. And through his midah, there's a revelation of this world, of a mashal, and the Hanhaga that's not of this world. It includes the Olam Haschar, that's Kol. And therefore, when Eretz Yisrael is promised to Yaakov Avinu, there is no need to emphasize the Etzem Ha'aretz, the land itself. Because it's Pshita. Of course, Yaakov is getting Eretz Yisrael. Because Yaakov's Midas Kol, it's completely revealed in this world even, that he's shaykh to the next world. Because in this world he has an otherworldly Midas. What's the otherworldly midah of Yaakov Avinu? Av and Yira together. Since he has this otherworldly midah, Mele he shayach to the other world, so of course he's getting Eretz Yisrael. It's not a chiddush to say that Yaakov is getting Eretz Yisrael, which is shayach to the midah of the other world of Tzadik v'tov l'rasha v'ra'alo, because Yaakov's midah of Av and Yira together is shayach to the next world. So it's pashut he's getting Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, there has to be an emphasis on the fact that Eretz Yisrael has been given out to the Shvatim, who have the promise of eternity. Gemira lo kala shifta, we have a tradition that no shevet is going to be destroyed. There's going to be a kiyum nitzchi of the 12 domains of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in his haftacha, it says prei u'revei. It says be fruitful and multiply. What's pshat, be fruitful and multiply? Pshat is that you're having the avos, you're having children. You should have children, meaning you should have shvatim. But the chiddush in your avtacha in Eretz Yisrael is that the shvatim are always going to be around. So be fruitful and multiply. And with this, we go back to the beginning where we started. In the Shvuri Yaakov, it says Perei Uvei. Rashi writes that your children are going to be makriv b'shas Isser Bamos in the time of Eliyahu. We see in the Mefoshim, Ayin be Sofnas Panech Dvorim in the 12th chapter, that besides the Horoas Shah in Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches, to be makriv b'shas iser bamos, there was a temporary psak to permit the iser of Eliyahu Navi bringing a carbon when bamos were aser. And another chiddush was that it has a shame carbon. Whatever he did had a shame carbon, and for that Eliyahu had to gather together 12 stones, k'mispo shiftei Yisrael, like it says there in the pasuk, as we're going to explain. Because the miracle was that a fire fell from the sky through Eliyahu. And this happened every day in the Mikdash, because the Mikdash was the place of Mikol Shiftechem Makom Echad, of all of your tribes in one place. Because Mount Eliyahu, there was a Pehu, there was a separation of 12 tribes, 10 and 2, 10 Malchus Yisrael, 2 Malchus Yehuda. The gathering of the 12 stones, like the number of the Jews, was a fulfillment of Mikol Shiftechem, all the tribes together, like the Mikdash. And therefore the Eish came down, Dugmas Mashikol HaMikdash. And there was a chiddush of a carbon mamish like in the Mikdash. And that's the explanation that this event enters the oath of Eretz Yisrael to Yaakov, because this shvur was primarily a land of 12 shvatim, that all the 12 shvatim are going to be merged together in the Mikdash, and that enabled the Hovadas Ha'ish. The promise to Yaakov Avinu was the 12 shvatim, and this unification of the 12 shvatim allowed the Hovadas Ha'ish, and that's why Eliyahu gathered 12 sons coming to Israel, to gather everyone, to get all the tribes together. And this ensured the bringing down of the fire of Neshamayim. Zoshin, it's got that's the what was revealed to Yaakov. That Pekoyach Kibbutz Yid Beis Banav, that with the power of the gathering of his 12 children, there's a place for a fire coming out of the sky, even outside of the Mikdash. Sina Banav Lahakav Vishas Yisravam B'mei Aliyah. That's the promise to Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu receiving Eretz Yisrael is Pashat. But Yaakov Avinu gets a promise, Perei Rovei. If you fruitful multiply, in other words, you're going to have 12 tribes and a lot of people are going to come from them. They're all going to have their different portions. And then through them, through their unification, they are going to, in the time of Eliyahu, bring down Esh Min HaShemayim. In other words, it's going to have a Shem Karbon, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi really found its pshat. This is in the Fus Rashi Ayashin, the old manuscript of Rashi. Rashi found it in the Pasuk. Because it's alluded to in the fact that Perei Roveh, before for multiply, meaning that you're going to have 12 Shvatim. And this 12 Shvatim is going to enable the fire to fall down from Shemayim on the Karbanos. And that's exactly what happened in the time of Eliyahu. So that's why that the 12 stones were brought together. And that's why the Esh fell in Shemayim, descended from heaven. So that's why at this time when he was told of the Avtach of Eretz Yisrael, he was told to Afka with the Sinyan of your children are going to be Makar B'Shas Yisrael Bams, because it's telling us about the story of Eliyahu who gathered together 12 stones, and that's the Bracha Chet Yaakov, that he's going to have a special Bracha of 12 tribes which will bring Torah this Eshman HaShemayim not only in the Mikdash but also in the time of Eliyahu. V'advarim B'Siyata D'Shmaya Me'irim K'Sapirim, like $100 million for this Torah, we say. I wouldn't trade it for all the money. And there were all the Jeff Bezoses, and I think he just lost $100 billion. But lose $100 billion, you have to start off with quite a bit more than any of us have. And all of the Mark Zuckerbergs and all of the Elon Musks and Warren Buffetts and all the other Chevra, this one Mimer is worth more than all their money put together, I say, trust me. The Geschmackheit and the Emeskite and the Kedusha, primarily what we learned, is worth more than all the money in the world. And I'm very gratified and I thank Rabbanu Shalom that we're able to learn this together. There's still a lot more to say on the Sugya, Rabbi, so what can I tell you? So please stay tuned. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.